Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Deere & Company says depressed farm spending and tariffs will put more pressure on its business this year. The company reported quarterly earnings and its stock is down after telling investors to expect another challenging year. Deere put its 2025 net income estimate between $5 and $5.5 billion. It expects North American sales to drop 30%, cites higher inflation, and the risk of tariffs under President Trump as problematic. Tariffs on steel and aluminum have already been imposed, and retaliation by other countries could impact the demand for U.S. agricultural goods. That would further limit the purchasing power of farmers for Deere's iconic green tractors used for planting and harvesting. At midday, Deere's share slid more than 5%. A bill's been proposed in Springfield that would eliminate Illinois' property tax. Democratic State Representative Thaddeus Jones of Calumet City introduced the legislation to research the feasibility of eliminating property taxes no later than January 1, 2030. The bill would shift revenue generation to income taxes and or mandate more spending cuts. A bill signed last year by the governor required the Department of Revenue to conduct a comprehensive review of the property tax system, but this legislation is more specific. I'm Steve Brzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.